The White House late yesterday took the unusual step of releasing a top-secret intelligence brief that President Bush received 5 weeks before the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. The document, entitled Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S., includes no specific warnings about an impending attack or the possibility of planes being used as missiles, but it does refer to an anonymous May 2001 phone call warning that Bin Laden supporters were in the United States planning attacks with explosives. It also says the FBI had information indicating that preparations were being made for hijackings. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The White House released the highly sensitive document amid growing pressure on the Bush administration to reveal what it knew about the terrorist threat prior to the 9/11 attacks. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice last week told the Independent Commission investigating the attacks that the document was largely historical. She said the report, part of the president's daily intelligence briefing on August 6, 2001, included old information about al-Qaeda and did not warn of any coming attacks inside the United States. But the one-and-a-half-page daily brief, or PDB, paints a sobering picture of an ongoing domestic threat. It notes reports as early as 1997 that Bin Laden wanted to conduct terrorist attacks inside the United States. It also says that al-Qaeda members, quote, have resided in or traveled to the U.S. for years, and the group apparently maintains a support structure that could aid attacks, unquote. The most current intelligence in the August 6th brief came from the FBI. It said that since 1998, the agency had received information indicating patterns of suspicious activity inside the U.S. that were, quote, consistent with preparations for hijackings or other types of attacks, including recent surveillance of federal buildings in New York, unquote. A senior White House official last night said there had been concern at the time about two Yemeni men seen taking photos of buildings at Federal Plaza in New York City in the spring of 2001. The official said the men have since been determined to be tourists. The brief also states that the CIA and the FBI were investigating a May 15th call to the U.S. Embassy in the United Arab Emirates. The caller said a group of Bin Laden supporters was in the U.S. planning attacks with explosives, but gave no details about when or where. The senior White House official said there was no information then or later that the call was related to the 9/11 attacks, but that the lead was actively pursued at the time. Much of the report does deal with information that is several years old, but it uses that information to portray a persistent threat. It says, for example, that Bin Laden's 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, which was in the works for years, demonstrated that he, quote, prepares operations years in advance and is not deterred by setbacks. The 9/11 Commission asked the White House last week to release the PDP because of disputes over its contents. White House officials said the document should dispel any myth that the president was warned of the September 11th attacks, but some Commission Democrats have questioned why the briefing, which followed months of warnings about possible attacks, did not prompt more action by the administration to defend against the terrorist threat. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.